KCHK Radio. It's a Thursday, TRG Squared Thursday. TRG Squared is still in studio, but we have so many guests. We had to give up his microphone, for goodness sake. So we're going to open up our guest microphones here. And about every other month, we're going to have representatives from MVEC, Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, of course, headquartered in Jordan, come in and share information about whatever they would like to share information about. And the manager, Marvin Denzer, has joined me today. He's got a couple of guests. And Marvin, the original MVEC Marvin, as opposed to the temperature guy there. Marvin, welcome to you. Welcome to your guests. And I'll just let you go ahead and take the proceedings over.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having us in this morning. And thank you, Mr. Graham, for giving up your chair, for allowing me to get close to your mic here. Just an overview of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. We're a cooperative that serves as far north as Waconia, as far south as the Waterville and Legion area, out west to the Arlington Green Island area, and out east to 35W. There's other utilities that serve within those areas, but we serve over 968 square miles of that area. And I brought a couple experts with me today to talk about our construction work plan. And two of the individuals I brought in is Sarah Peterson, who is our Vice President of Engineering, and she lives in the Montgomery area. And also I have Daniel Turner, and he's our Distribution Designer Supervisor, and he oversees all the engineers that are out in the field and designers that meet with our members and design our lines for new services, service upgrades, and also some of the three-phase wire you see across the cooperative. So with that, I would like to turn it over to them and just give an overview of our construction work plan and what we have planned here for 2024.
All right, Sarah, you want to go first?
Yeah, thanks. Good morning. Thanks for the introduction, Marvin. This is Sarah Peterson, Vice President of Engineering. And the first major project that we have on our system this year, it's probably the biggest project we have, is the Prior Lake Substation. We're doing a big rebuild out there to help with reliability, system resiliency. We're doing some cable upgrades just to help with the hardening of the system and to definitely help with some animal mitigation to decrease risk and exposure for future outages there in the future. To prepare for that giant substation project, we do have another project in the Zinran substation area, which is north of Savage, upsizing some cable for capacity and making sure that when we are getting ready for that Prior Lake substation project this summer, that none of our members see any reliability issues or anything on the system from that perspective.
All right. Once again, just want to let everybody know that you're listening to KCHK Radio in New Prague. And every other month, we're going to have guests in from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. And they're going to talk about certain particular aspects. And as Marvin Denzer, the CEO, the manager, indicated, we're in the engineering department. We just heard from Sarah Peterson and now Daniel Turner.
Yeah, thank you. So Daniel Turner, the Distribution Design Supervisor, overseeing our engineers and designers out there. A couple of our main road projects that we got going on this year is on County Road 6. We have a county road project. They're expanding the road there north of Henderson. We got about 8 miles worth of overhead three-phase line out there that we need to move so they can obviously build that road. The other one we got is actually a state project on Highway 212. They're also expanding that road, and we have some three-phase underground out there that we have to relocate. Might see some temporary line out there just due to how the road's being rebuilt, but otherwise it will be all underground at the end of the day again.
You know, we've got a little bit of time. And so what I would like to do is maybe back up just a little bit with Sarah and with Daniel and get a little bit of your background. Sarah Peterson, let's start with you. Where did you grow up?
Absolutely. So Sarah Peterson, I am originally actually from Michigan, from the Kalamazoo, Michigan area. But my husband and I reside in Montgomery. We're members of MVEC now. So we've been there. I've been at the co-op for officially 8 years, but I did some consulting starting in 2015 with the co-op. So.
And where did you get your advanced education beyond high school?
Yep. So I have a Bachelor of Science degree from Michigan Tech University in the UP. And then I have my MBA.
All right. Yeah. Daniel, you're from New Prague, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah. Originally from New Prague, then made my way out to the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota for a little bit. And now I'm actually just moved to Jordan, also moved on to our lines there. So I'm also an MVC member, which brings a lot of key aspects when we're building line out there.
And how long have you been with the co-op again?
Just about 2 years, so just under that.
All right. Once again, joining us is manager Marvin Denzer. And Marvin, we've had you on in the past, got a little bit of your background, but if you'd like to fill people in, that'd be good too.
Yes, I graduated from Montgomery Lonsdale High School back then, back in the mid-80s. And then I attended college up at NDSU in the Fargo-Moorhead area with an engineering degree. And I started at the cooperative in 1991. So it's been a little over 30 years. And
yeah.
Had the opportunity to work in the same area that these two individuals worked in throughout the years. And it's been a blessing. And one of the benefits or blessings is we're a member-owned cooperative. At this time, we have about 46,000 members. As they both mentioned, they're members of Minnesota Valley Electric. And this year, part of what we're reviewed this morning with you is that we have a $16 million construction work plan. And the projects we're talking about today are meant to improve reliability throughout our system. And that's also the great opportunity to enhance our reliability along with managing costs. What's important to our members is reliability and rates. So we got to balance those two with making the proper investments at the right time and also manage our rates for our 46,000 member owners.
Yeah, once again, that's the voice of Marvin Denzer. Marvin, were there any other comments that we would want to get from Sarah and Daniel within their particular departments?
I'm seeing and they're shaking their head. No, I think they covered a few things there, so I think we're good to go there.
Not a problem at all. I do have some questions for you, but let's go ahead and make sure that we get the annual meeting information. That's important, and that's on our syllabus here today. So why don't you talk about that? If that is, in fact, the next thing you'd like to speak about, or if there's something else on your list, feel free to do that.
Absolutely, Tom. Our annual meeting, our 87th annual meeting, is at 7 p.m., Tuesday, April 9th, and that's at the Jordan High School. And that's an opportunity for us to meet with our members and present our financials from 2023, along with a CEO presentation I'll be giving as well to give an overview of what took place in 2023. Both Sarah and Daniel will be there at that meeting as along with other VPs, so the opportunity to ask questions. Our team will be there to answer any questions that you have. And at that time, we'll also be having a drawing for five members that come will receive $100 bill credit. So we'll randomly, whoever shows up for the meeting, will randomly choose at the end of the meeting and we'll hand out five $100 bill credits. Also at this meeting, again, it's the annual meeting that takes place on Tuesday, April 9th at 7 p.m. at the Jordan High School. We're going to hand out 18 $1,500 scholarships. And of the part of being a cooperative member is the opportunity for your high school student or high school senior to be entered into a drawing for one of these $1,500 high school scholarships. So at that meeting, again, it's a random drawing. There's an application. It's on our website. If you go to www.mvec.net, all that information is on there about our annual meeting and the opportunity to win one of these scholarships. But you have to be a member of Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative to be eligible for one of these $1,500 scholarships.
The conversation this morning about MVEC, Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. We get our power out here at the radio station north and east of New Prague from them, and for that matter, out at our FM transmitter site just north of Montgomery. So without MVEC, we're not on the air, and that's why we've got the MVEC indoor-outdoor gauge to let you know exactly what's going on with the temperature out here. Once again, Marvin Denzer, Sarah Peterson, and Daniel Turner. So with the annual meeting, there's also a part of that. Now, not necessarily the voting goes on, it's prior to it, but talk about the aspect of board of directors. Obviously, the guy behind you, TRG Squared, Tom Graham, was on the MVEC board for a long, long time. Talk about that aspect of the annual meeting and the importance of the board of directors as a whole.
Thank you, Tom. That is correct. We have a 9-member board, and Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative is broken up into three districts. District 1 is the Prior Lake Savage area. District 2 is north and west of the Minnesota River / 169. And District 3 is the southern part of our service territory. That's the Montgomery, Elysian, Cleveland area. And so we have a two board members from each district, three from each district. In that District 1, there'll be four candidates running for two open positions. District 2 will have two candidates for a position, and District 3 will also have two candidates for a position. So this is the first time in many years that we've had a races, board of director race that's been contested, if you will. So it's it'll be a great, and they have the opportunity. The ballots will be mailed out on the week of March 11th, so they can mail those in, or they can come to our annual meeting, again, which is Tuesday, April 9th at DeJordan High School, and they can turn in their ballot that evening, and the meeting starts at 7 p.m.
And talk about the function of the board of directors and how important they are to any cooperative, but certainly to Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Part of the principles of the cooperative model is we're member-owned, meaning that we have 46,000 member owners out there at this time. And that's why, again, being a part of the cooperative world for over 30 years, it's been just great. So when we go out in our community, we're actually designing and improving our reliability for our member owners out in our system. So we have the board of directors is represented by their districts, and they represent their membership at the monthly board meetings, which at this time is the last Wednesday of every month. It previously was on Mondays. Now that's changed to last Wednesday of every month. And so we meet once a month with the board of directors. Every department gives them a detailed report on what's happening in the respective areas. And some of these plans we just talked about this morning were included in board updates in late in 2023. So they guide us, and we hear from the membership via our board of directors.
Marvin, how many people are employed by MVEC?
There's approximately 93 employees, and I say approximately because some come and go, and half those are in the field, approximately. Yeah. They're designers, they're linemen, they're metering, they're technicians. They represent our the construction aspect and maintenance aspect, and the others are the engineers and the accountants and the MSRs that when you call our number at 492-2313, you get to our MSR department, and they take all the phone calls that come in.
Today, we're waking up to, you know, upwards to a half foot of snow. Some portions of the KCHK and the Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative area maybe got a little bit less, but that 6-inch mark is a pretty popular amount, and that's the most that we've gotten all winter long. Talk about how this mild winter has been maybe an advantage for Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative. Has it saved you any money in budgeting? People might not have to go out as often as they normally would during a normal winter. Talk a little bit about that, Marvin.
Yeah, it has, Tom. And part of it is the construction process, that the frost is pretty minimal at this time. So it makes construction a lot easier, and it's more efficient and economical, obviously, to put underground wire in the ground when it's not froze. And also for outages, we've been blessed to have minimal amount of outages. I heard on the way in, we had a couple this morning when the snow came. We had a tree that went through a line, and we had something in a Prior Lake area that a fuse opened up. And so we dispatched our crews out there to investigate what took place. But what happens when you get the snow and the ice, you have, for some reason, our poles are magnets to cars. So when you get the icy conditions out there, they're 300 feet apart. But for some reason, when those cars go in the ditch, they happen to end up at our pole, in which then there's guy wires in some of these angled poles that support our poles. And what happens is the cars hit them, and it's like a rubber band. It goes up over our lines and causes sparks, and then opens up the line as well. So not having the snow and ice on the roads has been a blessing to prevent some of those vehicle accidents that are in our service area.
Really great conversation today. Again, we're going to do this about every other month with representatives from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative and deal with a different topic. Are you going to come in every time, Marvin? Or
At this time, I am. Unless they find somebody else. So we will. I appreciate the opportunity. And again, it's having the we mentality at the cooperative. I'll bring in experts in their areas throughout every other month, and we'll touch on marketing and our HR department and accounting area. So we'll get the opportunity to for your listeners to get to know some of the individuals at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative.
Very cool. Did we cover everything that you had on your notes in front of you there?
We did. Yep, I wanted to mention the annual meeting, which I did several times here, so I think that's all we have for this morning.
All right. Once again, we were joined from the engineering department by Sarah Peterson and Daniel Turner. Okay, got a couple of minutes left. Very quickly, what do you like about working at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative? Keep in mind, your boss is like right next to you.
Everything.
There you go.
No, it's a great place to work. It's a really great culture. Everyone is, you know, looking out for each other and the membership at the same time. And it's just a great place to show up every day.
All right. Daniel Turner, what do you like about working there?
Yeah, it's kind of the same spot there. It's that we mentality, especially in my position too. I get to actually go out and speak to all the members too. So seeing the Prior Lakes down to Elysian, all those members is definitely a satisfactory side of it too. So
fantastic. Well, we'll be looking forward to the next conversation in another month or so, Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative conversation here on KCHK Radio.